Well, this year, the pandemic has forced the cancellation of a lot of public events, but that hasn't stopped many people from getting together and partying, a problem Key West, Florida may be facing soon. Fantasy Fest, the Key's biggest party of the year, was scheduled to start tomorrow. It was canceled because of the virus, but as Nancy Klinginer from member station WLRN reports, the city is getting ready for people determined to show up anyway.
Key West needs its tourists. They bring in $1 billion a year. But some people who live here are not so psyched to see so many visitors, not during a pandemic.
Well, I got a text the other day that one of our signs on the side of the road said, "Welcome, glad you're here." And someone took exception to that.
Gregory Velez is the Key West city manager. For the last 40 years, tens of thousands of tourists have come to Key West in late October for Fantasy Fest. This year, it was canceled. But people are coming anyway. Hotels are booking up, and people from out of town are making plans on social media.
There are people very alarmed that there are masses of people descending on the city. There are some business owners that are very happy that there are potentially masses of people descending on the city.
Now we got a group of people who are used to bucking social norms.
Dr. Jack Norris is the chief of staff at the local hospital, so he's been treating COVID patients since the start of the pandemic. And his office is half a block off Duval Street, right where the city usually sets up a fantasy zone. Where body paint counts as clothing, and you can drink from open containers on the street.
They're singing, they're yelling, they're having fun. I have a permanent scar in my mind of a guy trying to become very friendly with a police car. That's Fantasy Fest. It's no Sesame Street.
Dr. Norris is worried this year that risque behavior is too risky.
Number one, are they bringing us disease since they are more risk tolerant than I would be? Number two, if they do get sick down here, will they be able to go home? And if they can't go home, where are they going to stay and what are they going to do? We don't have anything that's like a COVID hotel.
Norris is also worried about the locals.
If the employees of a particular establishment say these people are too high risk, they're not wearing masks, they're coughing and breathing all over me, my ventilation may not be so well, what am I going to do? Am I going to really service these guys?
There's this bar in the heart of the party zone on Lower Duval Street. There's music all day and night. Daylon Starks is the general manager at Irish Kevin's.
If they want to come down and spend their money, there are a lot of people down here that could really use it.
Fantasy Fest is the biggest week of the year for hotels and bars in Key West. Starks gets why people are concerned.
But I also think that sometimes it's a personal choice. You know, like I don't choose to go somewhere that I know is going to be very busy because I personally don't want to be there. But if you choose to, then that's cool too.
Those personal choices are going to play out in public, and Key West is going to have to deal with it. As the city manager, Gregory Velez knows part of running Key West is knowing that as long as no one is stopping them, people are going to come.
Am I afraid of it? No, I mean, it's going to happen. And you understand that most of these things, all of these things are happening on private property within establishments. Now, do we anticipate that they're going to spill out onto the street? Yeah, we do. And are we prepared for that? Absolutely.
The Keys were closed to outsiders for 2 months in the spring. Since they've reopened, the tourists are back, even during what is usually the slowest time of the year.
Here we are into October, and we're packed every weekend.
It's a lot of people from other parts of Florida taking trips where they can drive. And when the sidewalks on Duval Street get too packed, the city closes the street to traffic so that people can spread out.
And mostly that's just to get people off of the sidewalk and to allow social distancing. The crowd dictates it, we close it. And that's been more weekends than not lately.
Key West can't stop people from coming here, wearing costumes, and meeting up with friends for parties. And no one expects that the island will see tens of thousands of extra people, like in a normal year. But Norris says he's hearing from a lot of people who are still worried.
The businesses don't want to close because of a surge, and the employees don't want to get sick and don't want their business closed due to a surge. So when it comes down to it, what is going to happen? We have so many what ifs, what ifs, what ifs.
All those what-ifs are what makes this such a weird year.
I can do Fantasy Fest pretty much now in my sleep. We've got Fantasy Fest down. The un-Fantasy Fest or the un-event is harder to plan for.
And that un-event gets underway tomorrow. For Here and Now, I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.